Hey, Ryan, how much did you know about Matt going into this process, and how much of it really was determined on Sunday into Sunday night? Because it seems like it all came together very quickly.
Yeah, Adam, I think, you know, there's a ton of preparation that went into this. I got to credit the people around me, too, upstairs. You have a good team around me to help me prepare for these moments. So I felt extremely prepared going into it. The amount of references on each one of these candidates was really deep. And I think that's significant. I mean, we're talking, you know, 25, 30 references on every guy. So it's a good feeling when you have that and all the research, and then you kind of let the interviews come to you. You know, you don't go in too biased to each one of these moments. And then it kind of it comes to the conclusion that it did. But it was pretty deep.
Ryan, there was a question earlier to Matt about that second half shutout to the Titans the other day. How did that kind of figure into the whole equation, and how did you weigh that?
The last playoff game that he was in, yeah, I was actually in my hotel room watching that, you know, and you know I had mixed emotions, you know, watching that. But I thought what I loved about one of the things I love about Matt is his humility and his willingness to come in and talk about that moment like he did with you guys and just kind of own it, you know. Hey, guys, this is what happened. I was calling the plays, but this is what I learned from that moment, and this is what I'm going to do better going forward. I think that says a lot about him as a person.
And really quick follow-up. I know that you said that Trubisky wasn't involved in the interview process, but you left the door open to him perhaps giving some input in the selection process. Was he involved in that way?
We talked about it, and at the end of the day, we didn't include him in the interview process. I did think it helped that you know, Kansas City was aggressive in that research as well. So, you know, Matt knew a lot about Mitch. Like he said, he had him at his facility all day long in the draft process, and I know Mitch knows a lot about Matt from that experience. So I felt like they already knew each other without having Mitch involved in the interview.
Ryan, why was it so important for you to move as quickly as you did to sign Matt?
You know, I think, you know, really it was, we were, it started with the research, you know, and so I think it allowed us to be decisive and accurate when we were going through the process. You know, we talked about it. It's a competitive market right now. And I just thought, you know, when you have conviction, and you guys know how that's how we operate, you know, we're going to be thorough with our research, and when we have conviction, we're going to be aggressive and get it done. You know, having George and Ted by my side was valuable because I think it allowed us in that moment when we did come to that conclusion, hey, let's go. And I think we were to that point to be pretty aggressive with it, and we couldn't be happier with the outcome.
On the left, Ryan, what can you tell us about the kind of questions you asked, the conversation you had with Matt about assembling his staff and about where he might be at with some ideas coming in?
Yeah, Hub, that's one of the most important questions, I think, especially when you're talking to a younger coach. You know, okay, what's their staff going to look like? And what was good with all the candidates, but, you know, with Matt, too, was the just the depth that he went through with each candidate. And it wasn't just – or his staff. And it wasn't just, okay, these are the guys. These are the guys, and these are the reasons why, you know. And these are the guys, and this is how they fit together to create a good chemistry amongst the staff, how they balance each other out. So it was, okay, here's the names, and here's kind of their resumes, but this is the reason why I want them and why they fit together with the chemistry of a staff.
In the middle, Ryan, in the pre-interview research that you had, what resonated most with you about that before you – sat down with him, and then in the interview, mm-hmm. clicked with you.
It starts, Dan, with his leadership qualities. He's a very natural leader. So now you're talking about you're going from one side of the ball to the whole team. From the research and then from the interview, I felt very comfortable with him, you know, in front of the whole team. And that goes back to his quarterback days. You know, he's a natural leader. He's highly intelligent. He's got outstanding character. And I think, you know, you start with that. He's a great person. So it's someone that I felt like we could collaboratively work together and it could be a strong relationship. And there was a lot of things. I think with these references, what was kind of neat about it was I have all these references, but I would say a lot of them were coming back when we had mutual friends in the business would say, you guys just fit well together. You guys, you know, if I were going to match, it would be Matt and I. So I think that was part of it too.
Ryan, now that Vic's a free agent, do you have optimism that he will return, or less likely now that, you know, he didn't get the head coach mm-hmm. position?
You guys know I have a ton of respect for Vic, and we're talking to Vic right now, and I think it's, you know, just kind of let the process play out. You know, I think Matt's just getting his feet set. After this, first priority is going to be talking to our existing staff and then attacking the coaching candidates.
Yeah, Ryan, when did Matt first catch your eye? You know, when you were going through the list of candidates, what was the thing that made him jump out and get his name on that list?
Yeah, I think, you know, what caught my eye is, again, you hear a lot of great things about him. Even back to what I like about him, too, is, and there's some parallels a little bit to me, is how we came up in the business. You know, nothing was given to us. You start at the bottom, and then the adversity you had to climb, you know, to the top in each of our situations. So I really appreciated that about him, his humbleness, his work ethic. But also, you know, you watch the season they went through, and they start off, Kansas City starts off pretty hot. They go through a little bit of a slump. So, okay, here's some adversity, and let's see them get out of that adversity. And they pulled out of that, which was impressive to see, and they pulled out of it with Matt as a play caller.
Answer this, and if you did, excuse me, but you talked about references, all the candidates having great references. You go into this meeting with them, and Matt just said that he felt it in the room, a chemistry with you as you guys were talking. At what point in the interview process with him face-to-face did you feel like this is the guy?
You know, I don't know if there was an exact moment within the interview, but you definitely felt it as the interview was ongoing. As you guys know, these interviews are pretty extensive. So just as it went on, I could feel a lot of shared beliefs and things that we would talk about how to build a team and culture and our organization. And when you feel those shared beliefs, you feel similar, you know, personalities. It's just someone that you can feel very strong about working together and it being collaborative. Again, neither one of us have big egos, so it's just whatever's best for the Bears, and I feel very comfortable with that.
Ryan, you, in terms of, mentioned this with Matt, you've drafted, for example, put a team together for 3 years, moving a certain direction, we'll say on defense, obviously, a 3-4. Do you want to see, did you inject what you want to see in terms of scheme, or is it entirely up to Matt what direction they want to go at this point?
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to Matt kind of going through our roster, you know, and me welcoming his opinion. You know, I want him to kind of with a clean slate look at the team, and then we can talk about it, you know, and talk about how each guy's fit. And, you know, I think that'll be a collaborative process that we got to get very detailed in. I mean, I'm also respectful of the fact that he was just coaching a playoff game, you know, 2 days ago. So he hasn't had a lot of time to dig into our roster, and I know he's going to do that very soon. And then I just want to get his thoughts on our team without me biasing him too much during that time, and then we'll go through that process.
Ryan, I'm not looking for names, but I'm curious, were there any other candidates that you had planned or hoped to talk to that you decided to cancel after you met with Matt?
No, I felt really good about the initial list that we set up. You know, that was kind of our, you know, our first wave. And to be honest with you, Hub, they were all really, really strong, really strong. Each one of those guys, I can see they have the traits to be a successful NFL head coach. All of them were really good. So that was good to see, because I felt like our research put together a good group of guys going into it, and that was confirmed with each interview, and then Matt just hit it out of the park.
Ryan, how did you feel about Matt's relative lack of experience compared with some of the other candidates, certainly compared with Coach Fox?
I think it's something, you know, you weigh, and that's why these interviews are important. So, but the more research you do and the more people you talk to, you know, different than me when I came in here, you know, you find out about the person, find out about his makeup and his work ethic and all those things. And at the end of the day, Dan, it wasn't a concern, you know. I like his energy, and I like his how creative he is and how innovative he is. He's willing to think outside the box, and those are intriguing traits.
Ryan, obviously Matt checked a lot of boxes for you, but how much of this was just an intuition on your own part that these leadership qualities will translate to a guy who's never been a head coach being a good NFL head coach?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, just getting to know him more and more as a person in the interview was important. But, I mean, you know, Mark, we talked to people in the Arena League, and we talked to people in the NFL, and we talked to, you know, not just coaches. There's ways to talk to a lot of people that have been around him. That all said the same thing, you know. They all said the same thing, followed by the research that we've done on him, followed by the interview. To me, it was very conclusive at the end, and that was such a great feeling to be able to have so much conviction in this decision because of everything that we had done and the process that we had gone through. It's just a really exciting moment.
Ryan, what role did George and Ted play during the actual interview itself?
So us three in there together, unbelievable sounding board for me just to bounce things off each other. And we would conclude each interview and we would talk about, you know, kind of what we saw in each guy, you know, and kind of go through our different opinions. But it was good. I led these interviews and then just was able to kind of lean on them for different things and then different perspectives too, which was valuable. It was kind of a, whirlwind tour with some interesting excursions along the way that I'd be happy to share in more private moments. But it was a good experience. It was a valuable experience, and I think we came to the right decision.
Ryan, as you guys talked more and more, how similar did you find? I mean, did you guys compare draft notes on Mitch Trubisky? I mean, how similar was your evaluation of Mitch when you guys talked?
It was kind of neat. Matt broke out his actual notes from the evaluation as he's watching tape on the quarterbacks, and his reports and then Mitch's notes when they visited with Mitch for the entire day. So it's neat to see, us share the same vision on kind of what he is as a player. But that wasn't just because he had a connection with Mitch or he valued Mitch. It was bigger than that. It was more about, him as a leader and visualizing him in front of our entire organization, which was pretty easy to do as we got into it.
Back middle, John. Ryan, we talk about leadership and all the juggling act of being a head coach, but what a coach does on Sundays, how important that is. What have you learned, I guess, in the past few years on what you wanted a guy to be able to do on Sundays?
Yeah, I mean, and you think about it, especially if you're calling the plays, you got to be able to delegate. You got to be able to have a good staff around you. And we talk about this. There's a skill set to calling plays that that is innate, And I think I know that Matt has that, And there's a value, and we've talked about this. There's a value of pairing a strong head coach has a strong offensive mind with a young quarterback, and the value of that going forward. And I think we've seen it around the league. We can reference a lot of teams. One of them I was with where that pairing's been successful and it's sustainable.
Ryan, what were some of the things you heard about Matt that told you, your roster obviously very well, that he's going to work inside that locker room with this group of players?
One of the things that I think you're always looking for in a coach is his ability to recognize, and he talked about it a little bit up here, is recognizing each player's strengths and weaknesses and then putting them in positions to maximize their strengths and sometimes minimize their weaknesses. And then from a player development standpoint, what do we need to do to improve upon their weaknesses and a plan for that? So all those things were kind of in play. But again, just a very intelligent, passionate, positive, high-character coach that's going to mesh very well with what we have here.
Got time for a few more? JJ?
Ryan, you talked about kind of how Matt was successful in those final five games calling the plays. Were there some things that you saw in there that really caught your eye, maybe more so than others in that stretch?
Yeah, I think it's just – you can just feel, I think when you watch Kansas City – a lot of the creative things they did that were a little outside the box, how they used their personnel, how they would change up their tempo, things like that. So there was just a number of things that caught my eye. They were balanced for the most part. And you could feel his aggressiveness, I think. And those were all positive traits.
Over here on the left,
Ryan, over to your left. Head coaches around this league often struggle with clock management, game flow, things like that. Some of those people don't even call plays. How confident were you, either during the interview or whatever point, that you decided, yes, he can handle all these responsibilities? Are there specific interview questions for that? Do you watch tape? How do you do that?
Watch tape, talk to a lot of references, and then also ask specific questions within the interview about each one of those scenarios. And then, hey, you're only as good as the staff around you, so what's your plan for some of those scenarios that you're talking about? Those were important questions going through it. And also, I think, you got to be an intelligent coach that can think quickly on his feet and is not afraid to make tough, decisive decisions in critical moments. And we felt strong that Matt was that way.
On the left, JD.
Ryan, did you learn anything about your team talking to the five guys that didn't get the job? I mean, is that like a frank, give mm-hmm. and take, back and forth, how they might view you guys and things you could pick up as valuable tips, maybe?
We did, and that's, and you're talking to some people in the division and things, that's real, and I think it's healthy for us to hear that. And And again, all those candidates, so much respect for each one of them, because you can honestly envision each one of those guys being successful head coaches. But not just our team. There's a lot of creative things that a lot of these guys would do in regards to how we practice or how roster or those things. So there's a lot of little tidbits from each guy that were intriguing, and I look forward to sitting down with Matt and talking about some of those things.
Question from Ben. Ryan, where did you do the interview with Matt, and can you give us a feel for the sort of format of those 4.5 hours, the number of different things that went into
it? So the hotel, it all blends together. I'm waking up every morning right now not realizing what room I'm in. So it was the Raphael Hotel in the Plaza area of Kansas City, and we did the interview within that hotel. And then, like he said, dinner was at Stock Hill, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
4.5 hours. What were you in the format of what you probed him on and what you guys did?
You probably got a list, Dan, of 15 pages of questions. But to sit there and just go through each question robotically is not what we did. It was kind of, okay, these are all the things we want to find out. We want to let him talk, and I think we structured it in a way where that happened. It was very organic, and it would kind of bounce around and really get a feel for the substance. There's a lot of guys that can win an interview or win a press conference, but you got to look for the substance behind it all. And Matt has a ton of substance.
What was dinner just you and Matt?
At dinner, it was Matt and I, his wife Stacy, and then my wife Stephanie.